I am here with Avery Grass, and he is one of the students from BYU Idaho who received the Student Award of Excellence at the Northwest Regional Emmys for two short films in the fiction and nonfiction categories. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And what are the titles of the films and what are they about?
So I was part of two. I was the guy filming, the director of photography, on one, and then the camera operator on the other one. So the first one is Escape from Barra Magna. It's a fictional short film. It's a little Star Wars short film. We actually submitted it for a different competition called the Lightsaber Choreography Competition. Yeah. You generally have 6 months to do it, but the guy, Jesse Gerard, who directed it, he 2 weeks before the deadline, he's like, we should do this. And so it was stressful, but we had a lot of really talented people on the crew, yeah. So it made it a lot easier. And then the other one is My Starving Mind. One of my really good friends, Mackenzie Bush, she did that for her senior project. Mm-hmm. And it's a non-fictional story. It's she interviewed quite a few people who have eating disorders and asked them what it was like to tell some stories about it. And what she did is she kind of curated those stories into a certain narrative and then got other people to record them. But word for word, it's exactly what was said. And so it also includes a visual depiction of kind of what they say. So in kind of an abstract way, showing what it's like to go through an eating disorder.
Yeah, and I watched them, and they are really good. So it was a different perspective for, like, the one from My Starving Mind. It was just a different, like I said, a different perspective of how to think about eating disorders. So
yeah.
So it was really good. And who were, you already mentioned some people, but who were the people involved in these two projects?
Yeah, so there was a lot of people that had a hand in it. The Star Wars one was mainly Jesse Gerard. He came up with the idea. Well, it's kind of a collaboration, but he mainly kind of modeled the story. And he directed it. He edited the whole thing, did the rotoscoping, all the visual effects work. Spent a lot of time, I think even a few overnight days in the office, making sure he got it done by the deadline. But also Joseph Kitchens, him and I both worked together on creating the visual aspect of that. It was tough because the whole thing was in a desert, and so being able to see footprints and everything were things we had to work around. And then also it was at golden hour, so sunset, so we had to work very fast. Also Gabe Alexander, he worked with the audio. He did a lot of the Foley, so a lot of the sound effects. And just making sure all the levels all matched and everything. And then we had a crew. It was Jesse. He also starred in it. He was the protagonist. And then we had two other guys, Crew Johnson and Scott Villanueva. And they were really good sports for coming out. And I think Scott even got sand thrown in his eyes one time. He was normally prepared for it, but one time I didn't think he knew it was actually going to be thrown, and so we had to deal with that quickly because the sun was going down. And then on My Starving Mind, Mackenzie Bush was kind of the Jesse Gerard of this one. She was the one that put it all together. It was a really important project to her. Mm-hmm. Because we both have friends that have struggled with this, and it's not something that's very visible. It's very, I guess, misunderstood. And so she kind of took it upon herself to kind of tell this story, but in a creative way. And I know that it took a lot out of her. She asked me if I would help her film this. I said, yeah, just let me know. Let me know what you need me to do. And so she interviewed all the people, which I thought was great because a lot of times this is something that's kind of kept, not necessarily secret, but isn't spoken of very much. And so I think it was nice that she garnered the trust of a lot of these people to tell their story in a way that that was meaningful and told it the way it should be told. And so she decided, you know, how she wanted to show it, the locations and everything. Really, I was just there to to help her tell it the way she wanted to. But yeah, it was basically just her and I as far as production goes. But we had Kasia. She was the actress in it, a friend of hers from her town. And she was a really good sport. There were a few times where she was in a kind of a nasty environment, and she was a good sport and keeping it together, because it was in the little house in there. It was pretty gross. And then we had some other friends of ours that did the voice acting for the stories, because she did all the interviews over the phone, and so she wanted the audio quality to be a little better.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, so there's a lot of people involved, but at the end, the results were, again, they were so good, both of these films.
Yeah. No, Jesse and Mackenzie are both very, very deserving of the awards. It was their brainchild, and so I'm just very glad that I was able to be a part of it. Yeah. But they are definitely, they were both the driving forces between, for each of their shorts. So no, it's very exciting to basically just to surround myself with other talented individuals and to help them realize their vision.
Yeah, and what was your reaction like when you found out that you won these two awards?
I was very excited. A friend of mine, Emma Morgan, she was one of the voice actresses for My Starving Mind. She texted me because they had aired it, but they didn't post the results until the following Monday. So the airing was on Sunday. And so we were just kind of waiting to find out. And I was like, maybe one of them will win, like if we're lucky. But they both won. So that was really nice. But no, it was very exciting.
Yeah. And what got you started into video, video production and all that?
As a kid, I really enjoyed just making little videos with my friends, using my dad's little camcorder.
Yeah.
And it was just something we did to pass time. And then after my mission, I was looking at the course catalog, mm-hmm. for majors and stuff. And video production sounded like a kind of the least, the major that I would have hated the least.
Yeah.
And I kind of went into it thinking I'd probably change. But I never did. Maybe it's because of, laziness, or maybe because I just really enjoyed it. But I'm definitely glad I stuck with it. I'm passionate about it, enough to basically just kind of surround myself with it. I work at Soapbox ad agency, and I've been there for 2 years, mm-hmm. and, it's been a really great experience. Just being able to work with, again, other creatives that enjoy the same things I do, and being able to kind of get better at my craft, because this is one of those majors that, your grades aren't going to get you a job. It's what you can do.
No, and I mean, clearly you have the talent for it.
Thank you.
And what do you hope to do with it in the future after you graduate?
Right now I'd like to do some commercial work. I guess the end goal would be doing something like Apple or Coke or Nike kind of commercial, something that's pushes a product or a service, but in a creative way. I'm very practical like that, I guess. I see video as something to influence people, and I guess in this case to sell something. It's kind of a cynical way to view video, but that's I guess in a practical way that's kind of how I see it, as a way to help businesses and to get myself paid.
Oh, yeah. And where can people find these videos at?
They're on YouTube. I guess it would be Escape from Barra Magna and My Starving Mind.
Okay.
I think they're probably going to get a few more views now, so they might show up a little easier.
Well, David, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on your awards.
Thank you.